NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
You've probably already heard a few of the singles from Auckland four-piece Bad Timing. They've released a few over the last few months. Day Job, 100% Pure, Avocado Don't, and most recently Tui. As they're gearing up to release their EP next Friday, Might As Well Be Cabbage, Chris Marshall came into the studio and had a little chat with me about it.
Hi, my name's Chris. I'm the singer and guitarist of Bad Timing. And we also have Siobhan Leilani, who plays the bass and also sings. Chris Townsend is currently playing the drums for us, but on this record we have Isaac Hickey, who plays in Astro Children. And then Sean Martin Buss is on the synthesizers.
So Might As Well Be Cabbage is your debut EP.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's so good. I've already listened to it a whole bunch.
Oh, man.
Okay, basic beginner question. When people ask you what kind of music, what do you usually sort of say? Because it's pulling in different sort of directions,
yeah,
I think,
lots
the Bad
of the
Timing sound.
Yeah, lots of the songs are very eclectic within themselves. So
sure.
I usually just say loud with melodic bits.
No, that's pretty good description.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about where and when you recorded this EP.
So we recorded it over the space of a couple months at the end of last year. Recorded the drums and the bass at Mains with a friend from here from BFM, mm-hmm. Patty. And then I recorded the rest of it. So all the guitars, the vocals and the synths, just in my bedroom.
I really like how you're sort of unabashedly wearing your political ideas on your sleeve.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like it's necessary in this day and age, really. There's so much music around that's kind of like talking about random shit, you know, and no one's talking about real shit, which is very pressing because so much stuff's going on, you know.
The first song, Human Interference, musically it's super catchy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the intro, right? It like gets me pumped up straight away.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
But it's addressing themes about pollution and environmental
damage. How humans are interfering with the earth.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit how the song came together.
I guess I started with just thinking about human interference and like what I could say about that. I wanted to write a song about how we're fucking up the environment. And so I got real scientific with it first and then realized no one's going to listen to that. And started out real sad and scientific. No one's going to enjoy that. So I flipped it around, put it on got a nice catchy riff, and put it to that.
Yeah. And then it sort of gets noisy and squally, and then that kind of abates away, and then it gets really noisy and squally again.
So the end of the song kind of represents the destruction of the earth and our demise, basically. Yeah.
Do by myself.
I think one of your strengths, Chris, as a songwriter, your lyrics are simple, but they're meaningful and impactful, but also there's a humor to them as well, which I think is really clever.
Oh, thanks.
Do you enjoy writing lyrics? Do they come naturally to you?
I didn't think I would, but I do now. Now that I've like worked at it a bit more, it tends to take me quite a while to finish a set of lyrics.
Mm.
I think about them quite a lot, but I'll just work on them like on and off for like a couple months sometimes. Get most of it down, and then there'll always be like words here and there that I'm like, oh, that's just not cutting it, but I'll work on it another time.
So yeah,
just slowly develops.
It's yeah, sort of paired with this quite dry delivery for the most part too, which I like.
Yeah, I guess
it works.
It's humorous lyrics delivered in a serious way, maybe.
Yeah. The second song is Day Job, and again you're playing with sort of juxtaposing themes and sounds.
With Day Job, the way I like to think about it, well, we collectively decided that it was best to keep the first chunk of the song like really monotonous, just like you're going to work every day, you know, like everyone finds that boring as. And then I started thinking of the bridge as being the weekend. So like you have a short outburst where you just go fucking crazy,
yeah,
and then
right,
you go back to work at the yeah, at the end of the song.
Yeah, I love that. I also really like the synths in this
yeah,
song.
Yeah, cool, real good. Yeah, yeah, Sean on that one. Killing it.
Happened in terms of my mood, and I don't know what it is. I've just been
Complicit is the third song on the record.
Mm-hmm.
You've really layered up the lyrics, at least at the beginning.
Yeah. I guess it just makes it sound fatter. Mm-hmm. When it's like gang vocals are often a thing in like punk music and stuff like that. So the privilege of not having to try and sing three parts all by myself live, so you know, like just layering it up, making it sound fat. I actually, with all the tracks, not necessarily with the vocals, but often with the guitar or the synths, I would layer it up, do like two or three guitars at a time, so that it sounds really thick.
Yeah.
And so doing that with the vocals on this track, I feel like makes it sound like a huge person, maybe, you know?
Right.
Like with it's like completely different tonality when you've got three slightly dissonant voices all yelling at the same time.
Yeah, and they're just slightly out from each other.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I think this song, Complicit, has a more post-punk feel. Mm. I mean, they all kind of do, but I think this does. And it's
again, more so than the others.
Yeah, again, your vocal delivery, that sort of sing talking thing, and again some awesome synths. What are the sort of themes surrounding this track?
It's basically about, I guess I wrote it from my perspective of being a white dude with lots of privilege who always sees shit going on that I could step in and help out, but just like being uncomfortable and choosing not to. And that's like really common problem in our society.
I think it is for everybody.
For everyone, yeah. And like bystander syndrome, right? You don't want to jump in and help someone out. And so I guess it was a bit of a call to action for myself and for others to try and stop being complicit in situations that you feel uncomfortable in or about.
Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I?
had to check if the song had changed. It changes so suddenly, it's quite different. Like, halfway through.
Another juxtaposition.
Yeah, but a massive change. Yeah. What was the thinking behind that?
Oh, I can't remember actually.
Just
sounded good. Yeah. Just needed some release. Like, it's quite a tense song.
Yeah.
And then with just a noise solo in the middle, it's like, it's quite abrasive, sonically. And so, going into that end bit, it's a lot sweeter sounding, but because of that dissonant melody, it still makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. So, I don't know. I feel like it matched the song in a weird way.
It does, but it took me by surprise, least the first time.
I like
time.
Giving people surprises.
The fourth song, the next song is Cabbage, which is the song that points back to the EP's title as well. Can you tell us a little bit about this song and how it came together for you?
Yep. So Cabbage is kind of a reference to money, isn't it? Just in the sense that it's a leafy green. and the song overall is about the love-hate relationship with money and I don't know. Oftentimes I hate money. It's so annoying. Like, it makes you feel like shit when you don't have it. But you have to have it to pay your rent and to eat. And then as soon as you have it, you feel better. But, that's not cool. Like, that's not a relationship that you should have with something. And I don't know. I feel like the way that our society is centered around money is really unhealthy and has lots of negative impacts on the environment and... by extension.
Yeah, right, as in, capitalism.
Capitalism, yeah.
Like, capitalism isn't funny, folks.
It's not. Definitely not.
It's almost, to the point of driving me crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy laughter.
Yeah.
it's basically just about hating money.
Yeah.
And wanting it to be different. And so that's where the title of the EP comes from, Might as Well Be Cabbage. Because I feel like that's one of the main ethos behind the band is anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
And trying to subvert things and create conversation around lots of political issues that we're dealing with at the moment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
speaking of money as well, because if you had more, you could buy more avocados, right?
Yep.
It's like a great segue to the next song. Do you actually love avocados?
Oh, yeah. Avocados are the best. I grew up on them.
Did you?
Yeah, or when I was younger, I lived in Chile, and avocados are a staple in South America, so would have palta every day.
Oh, what is that?
Palta is avocado. It's the Chilean
word. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I thought it was some like recipe that uses avocado.
Yeah,
because I kind of feel like avocados are a bit overrated, but I know that's a deeply unpopular opinion, though.
Well, I'd say they are overrated in the sense that, like, you don't need to go and pay so much fucking money for them.
Not $5 an avocado.
No. I saw some for $6 the other day.
It's horrendous.
Who's going to buy an avocado for $6?
And if you get a disappointing one, it's so bad.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Literally heartbreaking.
So avocado-don't is
avocado-don't,
your... You say it like avocado.
Yeah. It's from a meme.
Oh, I feel like...
Fresh avocado.
I like to pride myself on knowing lots about memes, but I do not know that meme, and I feel really bad about that.
You should look
that.
It up.
Avocado, I love you. Your soft green flesh makes my mouth wet. I can't afford you, but I adore you. $4 is too high a price. Oh, it can't be right. One day I'll plant a tree so that you can be free, and then we'll be together inside my belly. Avocado, I love you. Your soft green fish makes my mouth wet.
Song's got Siobhan's like little lyrical bridge happening too, which is really interesting.
It's nice, eh?
Yeah, it's really nice.
The bridge is kind of, the song overall is like mostly an unrequited love song for avocados, but I kind of still wanted it to have some of the themes that are in all the other songs about like anti-capitalism and stuff. So I tied it all back to that whole thing that happened, like, I guess it's still happening, like, baby boomers blaming the younger generation for not being able to buy houses because of smashed avocado on toast and stuff. And so it's kind of an answer to that. It's like, why are our problems blamed on a bumpy fruit?
Yeah.
Instead of my loan or moldy room, that's the lyrics.
100% Pure was the first single you released from the EP.
The second single. Day Job was the first one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course, you're right. Yeah, right. And you're kind of calling out that New Zealand's 100% pure image on mm-hmm. that one. I like how the song changes as well, because I think at the end when it gets really like, it feels toxic. It's that kind of toxic, swirling, gross underneath.
Totally.
Under the shiny exterior.
And it's angry as well, which is how a lot of people feel about it. I guess it's the two sections are juxtaposed in the sense that the first half is kind of like complacent sadness, where it's like, we've got nice green rolling hills, it's nice, but it's still kind of shit. And then the anger that I also feel. I guess the song kind of came, well, because I tour around New Zealand quite a bit with other bands.
Right,
and so
yeah.
I'm spending a lot of time in the car and looking out the window, and on the North and South Island there's just so much farmland that's, it's like, you can't deny the fact that we're not 100% pure, that we're not clean and green, because it's just definitely not true. Mm. So there's a lack, I realize there's a lack of conversation about it in our culture, in our country. People just still spread the 100% pure slogan. So
yeah,
wanted to comment on that.
People die for.
I really like that you've chosen to close out the EP with Tui.
Yeah.
It's a nice...
Some good vibes.
Yeah, it's a nice way to end it, I think. It is a beautiful song.
Thanks.
I think it might be my favorite.
Oh, cool.
I like the first one a lot, too, though. I like them all. The Tui in Tui, is that a Tui that you recorded yourself from around your house?
I wish it was. Nah. I just downloaded that. I personally really like native birds. I'm quite a nerd about them. I go and sit in the park and just watch the tuis fly around. And I find it really relaxing doing that. So I guess I wrote a song about tuis as a dedication.
I like tuis. They are show-offs.
Totally, yeah.
They know they're pretty.
Yeah.
Also,
and they're happy to bully the other birds because of it.
That was Chris Marshall from Auckland Four Piece Bad Timing talking about their upcoming EP, Might As Well Be Cabbage. I might have said at the beginning of that interview that it's out on Friday. It's not. It's out on Monday, the 8th of April. You'll be able to pick it up from places like Bandcamp then. If you heard us chatting about Avocadont, and we were talking about the meme that he's referring to, I did go and look it up, and I'm going to play it for you just so we can all be in the know about that reference.
Get to Del Taco. They got a new thing called free shavacadoo.
Yeah, a Vine that, yeah, is pretty funny. Anyway, to celebrate the release of Might As Well Be Cabbage, Bad Timing will be kicking off a tour on Friday the 12th of April at the Whammy Backroom. They'll be joined by Dateline and Tombs, and then they'll be making their way to Wellington, Dunedin, and then Christchurch.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.